dive thoughts down to my soul here Clarence comes.
Brother, good day. What means this armed guard that waits upon your grace?
His Majesty, tendering my person's safety, hath appointed this conduct to convey me to the tower.
Upon what cause?
Because my name is George.
Alack, my lord, that fault is none of yours. He should for that commit your godfathers. Oh, belike his Majesty hath some intent that you should be new christened in the tower. But what's the matter, Clarence, may I know?
Yea, Richard, when I know, but I protest as yet I do not. But as I can learn, he hearkens after prophecies and dreams, and from the crossrow plucks the letter G, and says a wizard told him that by G his issue disinherited should be. And for my name of George begins with G, it follows in his thought that I am he. These, as I learn, and such like toys as these, hath moved his highness to commit me now.
Why, this it is, when men are ruled by women. 'Tis not the king that sends you to the tower. My Lady Grey, his wife Clarence, 'tis she that tempts him to this harsh extremity. Was it not she and that good man of worship, Anthony Woodville, her brother there, that made him send Lord Hastings to the tower, from whence this present day he is delivered?
We are not safe, Clarence, we are not safe.
By heaven, I think there is no man secure but the Queen's kindred and night-walking heralds that trudge betwixt the king and Mistress Shaw. Heard you not what an humble suppliant Lord Hastings was for her delivery?
Humbly complaining to her deity, got my Lord Chamberlain his liberty. I'll tell you what, I think it is our way, if we will keep in favour with the king, to be her men and wear her livery. The jealous, all-worn widow and herself, since that our brother dubbed them gentlewomen, are mighty gossips in our monarchy.
I beseech your graces both to pardon me. His Majesty hath straitly given in charge that no man shall have private conference of what degree soever with your brother.
Even so. And please your worship, Brackenbury, you may partake of anything we say. We speak no treason, man. We say the king is wise and virtuous, and his noble queen well struck in years, fair and not jealous. We say that Shaw's wife hath a pretty foot, a cherry lip, a bonny eye, a passing pleasing tongue, and that the queen's kindred are made gentlefolks. How say you, sir? Can you deny all this?
With this, my lord, myself have naught to do.
Naught to do with Mistress Shaw? I tell thee, fellow, he that doth naught with her, excepting one, were best to do it secretly alone.
What one, my lord?
Her husband, knave, wouldst thou betray me?
I do beseech your grace to pardon me, and withal forbear your conference with the noble duke.
We know thy charge, Brackenbury, and will obey.
We are the queen's abjects, and must obey. Brother, farewell. I will unto the king, and whatsoe'er you will employ me in, were it to call King Edward's widow sister, I will perform it to enfranchise you. Meantime, this deep disgrace in brotherhood touches me deeper than you can imagine.
I know it pleaseth neither of us well.
Well, your imprisonment shall not be long.